Arrival at Sydney. At 7 o'clock Tuesday morning, December 8, 1891, the steamer S.S. Alameda entered Sydney Harbour. The sea had rolled heavily in the night, and the passengers had kept close to their berths. But with the morning the whole party was on deck to see this harbour, reputed to be one of the most beautiful in the world. Coming from San Francisco were Ellen White, W. C. White, Emily Campbell, May Walling, and Fanny Bolton. Joining them in Honolulu were Elder and Mrs. Starr. As they pulled near the wharf, they could see a group of friends waiting to welcome them. Ellen White recognized A.G. Daniels and his wife, Mary, although it had been some years since they were together in Texas. With the others she was unacquainted. Before the ship touched the wharf, they were shouting back and forth, and when the gangplank was down they were soon shaking hands. They took breakfast at the Daniels' home, and while they were eating, others came in. Soon there was a season of worship, with praise to God for the safe passage across the broad Pacific. On Friday evening, and again on Sabbath morning, Ellen White spoke in a hall in Sydney. She was gratified with the response and said, "I am not sorry that I am here." Taking the train for the overnight trip to Melbourne, they arrived Wednesday morning, December 16. Here were located the publishing house and conference headquarters. A large group was assembled in Federal Hall, the meeting room on the second floor of the Echo Publishing Company, to extend a hearty welcome. G. B. Starr, W. C. White, and Ellen White each addressed the group. Gratitude was expressed to God for bringing the visitors safely to Australia.